Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We know you're uncertain about psychics. Is this fortune teller you found on a forum legit?
Your one true love is...
me!
That's why California psychics reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work with us. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. New customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. So, experience the joy of certainty at californiapsychics.com. Experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
250 years ago, the United States Postal Service made a promise to bind the nation, connecting families, friends, and businesses near and far. And during the holidays, that promise is more important than ever. Because it's about more than just gifts and cards, it's the peace of mind knowing your love will arrive reliably and affordably. That's why they're building a better network to meet your needs this season, working around the clock to ensure timely deliveries, offering easy and affordable ways to ship, and providing everything you need to make your season full of holiday cheer, from stamps to packages. This holiday season, trust the United States Postal Service to carry your most precious deliveries. Visit usps.com/holidays to find tools and tips to help you ship with confidence. The United States Postal Service, delivering since 1775.
With Black Friday savings at the Home Depot, you can get up to $1,400 off, plus get free delivery on select appliances like LG, America's most reliable line of appliances. Check out the newest LG refrigerator with new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. Shop Black Friday savings on select LG appliances, plus get free delivery now at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $396 or more. Offer valid 11/5 through 12/3. U.S. only. See store online for details.
I think plus minus kind of tell you a lot.
Murray steps back. Bang! 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 Exclamation point!
The plus minus statistic.
It's a stat that tells the truth.
Are you a believer in that statistic?
You tell me. I know it's good to be a plus.
It's Warriors plus minus.
Plus minus?
Warriors plus minus is back. Me and Tim Kawakami are in our usual hideouts.
Post game.
Bunker suite life. We have some good news to report to you on this Tuesday evening. Pat Spencer.
Pat Spencer, all the time, all day, all night.
Pat Spencer. So the Warriors actually, you know, threatened the now 21-1 juggernaut Oklahoma City Thunder. Gave them a bit of a fight.
They were up four at one point in the fourth quarter.
So, TK, is
without
this...
Without Steph Curry.
Without Steph, without Jimmy Butler.
But then the question is Jimmy Butler now going to be missing some time too? I mean, we talk about that later.
Is there a, you know, moral victory here to be had?
Grandma said no. And obviously you're doing it with different kinds of pieces. But one thing I do think, like, it backed up some of the stuff that Kerr's been saying all year, that he said the problem isn't defense. They've had bad defense at times, but that's not the general problem. The general problem is scoring. And figuring out secondary scoring to when Steph's out there, or obviously when Steph's not out there, or Jimmy's not out there. And they got some guys who could score the ball tonight. You know, Spencer was the pick and roll, was playing it fantastically. Pajemski, I know people were going to want to talk about that. We will talk about that. Was scoring, he was 17. I mean, he had some points. And Seth Curry comes off out of limbo. And puts up 14 points in, you know, about whatever, 16 minutes, whatever it was. Like, this is – it unlocks some stuff when they could score because they're not defending the transition. And they didn't turn it over, as Kerr was very happy to say. He couldn't use his great stat because they only had this exact same amount of turnovers as Oklahoma City. When they have fewer turnovers than the opponents, they're like 10-1. They had the exact same amount of turnovers, so I don't know what the stat is there. But they were better with the, you know, I think they had 4 turnovers in the second half, 5, something like that. They were better with the ball. I think Pat Spencer had lots to do with that. I don't think Pajemski was bad, but interesting decision to play him over Spencer to close. But when they play offense with some aggression and when they score, they look a lot better on defense because it just they're set. They're not having to worry about matchups. I think that it was a partial kind of interesting way to fill out what Kerr's been saying about this team all season.
You know, the interesting part is like the offense. I feel like the biggest hole in this offense is, I know I've been saying it forever, is like being able to create off the dribble. Because if you have those guys, you can play fast. With Jimmy, they don't play fast. And they need to play fast because they're just disadvantaged because they don't have those guys. But in this game, what did they have, TK? They had guys who were pressured and they turned the corner. That's what Pat Spencer does. Yeah. For whatever, say whatever you want about Pat Spencer. If they press up on him, he's thinking, "What? I'm going inside. I'm going in." And Pods did it too. You know who else did it? Surprisingly, like GP2, turning the corner. Like really it's a very small thing, but you can't just let people pressure you out on the perimeter and you frantically look for a pass. Well, you gotta attack.
Who was doing that? The frantic look for Moses. Who did not play very much tonight? You know, he just got
neither
stuck
did
with the ball.
Kuminga.
Yeah, Kuminga didn't do it either. They get stuck with the ball, like move it or go. And you know that 0.7 thing. The other thing about GP2 and about a little bit about Pods and also about Spencer and Seth. And he wasn't doing to get through them, but put the ball up on the shoot the ball. Like so many times, and GP2 has done this, and I've said it, he won't shoot the ball. Just put the ball up on the rim. See what happens. And he was making them. They need that in-between bucket, and those guys were getting tons of in-between buckets. They were really good for twos. I know it's supposed to be get to the rim or shoot the three. I do like those in-between because when you're playing a good defense, they're not giving you.
It's the shot that's there. Take the shot that's there.
Exactly. And they're,
what shot is Shea taking, by the way?
Oh, he's so good. Oh, my God. Well, I mean, they,
he's taking whatever shot he wants, but he loves the mid-range.
And Jalen Williams, too. And those are shots that are there against good defenses, even the best ones. Those shots can be there. And do the Warriors have a bunch of guys who could take them? Not a ton. De'Anthony Melton's a guy who can take them, and we'll see when and if he's back on his road trip. I assume he's going to be back on his road trip. Sure feels like he's going to be back.
Steph will not be on the road trip, by the way. Steve Kerr said that. Yeah, he's not.
And we'll see with Jimmy. You know, obviously, that might be looking at a really rough road trip. Maybe they're not themselves fully till Steph is back on Friday, next Friday when they're back home. We'll see. They'll get a long rest too. Like that could be, they could be empty. They could be 11-14. They really could be. But then let's see where they what they do after that. But man, I mean, I wasn't the biggest person in the world saying Seth Curry could change them. I still don't think.
Oh, come on. Yes, you were. By virtue of your anti-Buddy Hieldness. And he walks in.
This guy could put the ball in the bucket. And
Buddy Hield, 4-for-15, by the way. 2-for-9-for-3.
And some open ones at the end that they really – like Isaiah Joe hits his, Buddy Hield does not hit his. Hey, listen, make or miss league. You're not – it's been a while now since Buddy's had a game, though, right? It's been a while. And Seth, you know, even what Seth did, Seth was 6-for-7.
6-for-7.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like 3-for-4 from three or whatever it was. This is what they need from Buddy once a week, not what twice a year.
So I was talking to Buddy in the locker room after the game. He said this was only the second slump of his career. Both have happened with the Warriors. Mm-hmm. So I was asking him, I think I know why this happens. And he agreed that he's playing defense.
No, he is playing defense.
They're putting him on the ball. They're having him pick up 94 feet, and it's really creating inconsistencies in his shot. Which basically means he's never done this before, which is funny, though not surprising. Yeah. He's just like, yeah, I've had two slumps. I was in high school. He was like, I don't remember high school. He certainly didn't have slumps like this in college, right? You know, he was insane in college. But it's just like, yeah, he's like, the two slumps that I've had have been here. And I think it's because, like, and Steve talked about it. He says, Steve says he's a better defender than he gets credit for. But what he can do is just go pressure the ball, which at worst buys the defense a few more seconds. Instead of them coming down, setting up, running their action with 21 seconds on the shot clock, they're doing it at 17.
And he's getting some steals, too. I mean, you know.
He's doing something. Yeah,
I mean, he's not going to lock you down.
He's not keeping anybody in front of him, but
he does those double teams, right?
I mean, he's a good helper on the trap, but he did say, like, it's an adjustment to pick up 94 feet to expend all that. So he's like, you pick up 94 feet, right? And you're staying with these guys. You're trying to stay with these, you know, young guys. You know, he did mention 25-year-olds, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're sprinting back the other way to, like, hurry to get in position to run the floor to get your shot. He's like, so by the time you get the shot, it's just not, you know, the same as, hey, I'm standing over here clapping for the ball, waiting for my moment. So he didn't even know you were going to say Seth is better than him, but I feel like he gave me the answer, like the response to.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. It's just a guy making shots. There you go.
It definitely shows you, like, how much of a difference it is when a guy can just come in and make shots.
Yeah, and fight on defense. He's not obviously not going to stay in front of people like Buddy, but you know, what's more important, offense or defense? For those guys, offense is more important than defense. So it's interesting that they're asking Buddy to do that, possibly sacrificing his best, most efficient shooting. Maybe they feel they need more out of him on defense. I don't know, but. Just like making four shots changes the game. It really does. And are you going to stop four shots? Probably not on defense. It's an interesting back and forth. You always want two-way players. Buddy's not a two-way player, though. And maybe that's something that has to be adjusted. Or
you saying he could play for the Thunder?
Yes. I was doing that equation in my head. How many of those guys out there tonight, if you just take Draymond?
Give me Isaiah Joe all day.
What?
Give me Isaiah Joe all day. I love that guy.
I was going the other way. How many Warriors could play on the Thunder?
Well, I'm going with the big three.
Well, yeah, let's take that off the bat. Those are making Hall of Fame.
It's getting tough after that.
I think
Moody might be a better player in that setup.
Maybe, but man, he's just
because they're not asking him to, like. Yeah. What are they doing? It's pick and roll, spread out. Like,
yeah. But defensively, he's kind of slow. He's kind of slow.
Kendrick Williams is fast?
But he's big.
Moody's not little.
Yeah, I mean, he could play. I know Will Richard is somebody they'd like. Like, that's a guy he's a kind of a OKC kind of player. And then we're struggling. Although, apparently, love Pods, just scouting-wise, so maybe he could play for them.
Pods could play for them. He could play.
He's smart.
I also think, again, spread floor, shade drawn all this attention. It's not, you know, let's get 300 passes, right? It's a driving cut. Like, Shea's got this cut, spot up cut. Like, it's a little bit similar.
No, Pods could play. Pods, Richard, Moody, maybe. I don't know about Kuminga on that team. I don't know about
I don't know. It's for the same reason.
But he could do it for the Warriors, too.
They don't run that system.
With Jimmy, they do.
No, they don't.
They do that.
Jimmy's in the post and not at the top, so it's a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But it's also Shea. Like, he's just so good.
Freaking Wiggins is good, right? And A.J. Mitchell's really good. A.J. Mitchell or Kuminga, who's better?
I mean, how tall is A.J. Mitchell?
It's like 6'5".
He's a guard.
He's a wing.
He's a ball handling guard. Kuminga can't dribble, like, I feel like you got to compare Kuminga more to, like, you know,
Jalen Williams.
Yeah.
Well, I'll take Jalen Williamson.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, but he's a big, like, Jalen can handle the rock too. I mean, to me, this just boils down to Kuminga's ability to dribble.
Yep.
Like, that's a big part of it. But I do think in Oklahoma City's kind of spread offense, like, Isaiah Joe isn't dribbling.
That is true.
Like, these guys aren't
Kayson Wallace isn't dribbling. Like
a little bit.
It's a direct line off.
Yeah.
They're not running motion. They aren't doing split screens and dribble hand. Like, it's like, hey, ISO 101, collapse the defense, kick, swing, cut. Like, it's a very simplified offense. I think the Warriors players could do better in that, especially if they have time. But I also think Oklahoma City's players, if you put them here, they'd be able to do this too.
Yes.
Right? Like,
no question.
I think
Jalen Williams would be just fine.
Yeah, I think Jalen Williams would be fine.
AJ Mitchell would be just fine.
AJ Mitchell, Isaiah Joe, Aaron Witt. I think they should go try to get Aaron Witt.
He is good.
Because some of these dudes are getting squeezed out. Yes. They're about to get three lottery picks.
They didn't have Caruso and Dort tonight, and they're rolling out players. Kayson Wallace didn't even do much tonight, and he's a really good player. So, yes, all those guys could play on the Warriors, every single one of them. Did you hear Draymond when I asked him about Melton tonight? I guess you were in the locker room. I just said, you know, obviously no one player is going to change everything, but what, you know, what do you think he can add to you? He's like, well, you know, I don't want to put that on him. I don't, and I never said this, but Dennis Schroeder did not get a fair shot from anybody with the Warriors last year, like just because we were desperate and we shouldn't have had to count on him. But your wins and losses and the standard we have here, and it got too much on him, and I don't want that to happen to Melton. And that's a great point.
With that said, Pat Spitzer just livened this thing up by himself.
No, it's fair to have him ask him to be good.
Yeah,
but I get that the Schroeder thing, we did it too, right? I did it as much as anybody. You had to make a decision after some point when it wasn't working. But it was a lot to put on him for a mid-level exception, which is what D'Anthony Melton he's not even mid-level exception this year. He's low. Yeah, minimum now. Like, but he was mid-level exception last year. It's just – I get it. It's a good point by Drummond. It happens with the Warriors, though. It happens when you're standing on the court with Steph Curry. We've said it a million times. It happens when you're under the pressure of this dynasty. But they – you know. They shouldn't say, okay, we're going to win or lose based on D'Anthony Melton. He goes 3-for-7. Oh, no, God, what's happening here? Or 3-for-9, 3-for-10. I do think he's going to help him a lot, though. I really do. I was talking to somebody today, and I was like, how do you think things are going? Oh, when we get D'Anthony Melton back. It's like, yeah, I mean, they're doing it to themselves, but they're doing it because they really like him. Because he does.
They love this guy. Has there been anybody like this, by the way?
I mean, we joke about the six incredible six games. That person literally said to me, oh, those six games. Like, said it.
I've never seen this before where they just like one guy who barely played. Like, they liked slow-mo, but not like this, right? Like,
because he does different stuff. He does different stuff, and he can play with Steph. He can play with Pods. He can play with Jimmy. You know, he's never played with Jimmy, so we'll have to see about that. But you know, stylistically,
they didn't cross paths in Philly.
After six games on Philly,
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. That was a while ago.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people.
and off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it was a while ago. Yeah, interestingly enough, I do think what we've seen from Pat, what we've seen from Pod.
Well, let's talk about the sub.
So, yeah, you're talking about the end of the game, you know, right?
3:50.
Pat is out here cooking dudes like his scrimmage.
Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, he's out here hitting, posting up, hitting turnarounds. He's playing a pick and roll how you should play it. And this is what Steve Kerr said. He's a great pick and roll player. I've heard about him torching in practice for years, right? This guy is a rec league player. He is a intramural master. Like, this is what he does. He can get to the bucket. He can go one-on-one. And he was rolling. He had his shot. These shots, the pull-ups, they were dropping today at the three. So he's rolling. Chase is rocking. And it's what, maybe just under 4 minutes left?
Yeah, under four. They're down four.
And Steve pulls them. You disagree with the decision.
You are the one who said something. I was like, okay. And I asked her about it after the game. And like, did you think about keeping him? We go, yeah, we thought about it. He said, we thought about keeping in with Pods, you know, because he wasn't going to do it for Pods. But I think they need a GP2 on the floor for the defense. I get that. They had some, you know.
Buddy Hield. Have a seat, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, that would have been the one. I mean, they had Seth out there, too. I think it's for a lot of that. It's an interesting conversation.
It's not a good conversation, though. I mean, if you're thinking about this, it's fourth quarter against the defending champs. You're like, should we leave the two-way guy in?
I know. It's not. And then I ask her, like, you know, do you have to think about getting more minutes for Spencer? And I should have realized. He goes, well, he's a two-way. Like, we only play him 50 games. And he's been played 28 of them.
So when he's active, it counts, right? Yes, like, it doesn't matter if he plays or not.
You have to declare him inactive for the game not to count. So they're going to be coming up on some of this number here. In my sneaky mind, I think maybe they're going to do a 2-for-1 trade, possibly at the deadline. So that opens up a roster spot so they can make him a full time. He's a guy who's got to play for them. Like, this guy has to play for them. It's clear. Not every single game, not 20 minutes every single game, but man, he does stuff that they really miss when Steph's not out there. And then obviously sometimes with Jimmy too, he just like gets them into stuff that sometimes Potts can't get him into, and no one else besides Potts can get him into anything. Melton is the guy. Now they keep saying
Melton is the
secondary
guy,
yeah. Initiator. They don't want to put this on him.
I mean, that's Potts too, right?
Like secondary initiator. Yeah, that's correct. So they maybe Potts with Melton gives you one lead initiator because they're both half initiated, that kind of thing.
I mean, pace is going to be a big deal. He talked about it. The thing about Pat is he gets it, and he's just very comfortable going. That's what they don't have.
Yep.
They go fast. Their handle isn't tight enough. They're worried. Like, you could even Potts, who I don't think needs to be worried, right? I feel like he's got good enough ball control, good enough sense of awareness. He's more worried than he should be. I think he's actually good at this part, but he doesn't fit. He gets 75-80% there. Whereas if you give Pat an angle, like, he's going for it. Like, he's out here trying to prove he belongs in the NBA. And I do feel like, just talking to guys in the locker room, that's more than anything what they love about Pat. Like, there is no timidity. There is no hesitation. This dude is hungry. He's on a two-way game, and you know he don't believe he should be on one. You know he's like, this should be my roster spot, especially while they sat and held open a roster spot for Seth. He's like, all right, I'm gonna be a pro about it, but I'm coming for a spot. Like, that energy is what they want. I do think that's a part of why they like Melton, because, you know, he's a nice guy. You know, you always see him kind of smiling, but he's an LA guy, right? Like, he's from the trenches. Like, they like that about
him. Knock you over. That's so much of what they need.
Yeah, remember him in Memphis. They remember that.
Oh, God, yeah. And one Memphis guy they don't hate. So,
exactly.
I think it's going to be an interesting roster stuff going on with a two-way. however much longer Steph misses, and what if he gets hurt again? Like, you do need him, Pat Spencer, out there, and Melton is going to be part of the equation. Seth's going to be part of the equation, frankly. He shoots like this. I mean, he's not going to shoot like this every night, but that kind of shooting.
45%.
Yeah, that kind of shooting changes stuff. And if he cannot be a disaster on defense, or if you just play GP2 with him, he's going to be like Seth. You just play GP2 with him every time, and GP2 takes the toughest assignment. It will be some answers, right? Some things they've got that are a little different. That's what kind of, while they've been losing some of these games, they're the same, right? The same. Stationary player. Steph, go win it. Jimmy, we got to do it. Stationary player. Pat Spencer's not a stationary player. Seth is more of a stationary player, but he's so electric shooting the ball. Yeah, he's so electric shooting the ball. And De'Anthony Melton is not a stationary player. And maybe they make a trade for a non-stationary player. We shall see. By the way, it's like, we're around the OKC locker. I mean, you road team travel like this, there's a million people out there waiting for them. I guess
you're the champs at 21. Yeah, that's how it goes.
We're walking around. There's nobody for the road teams, for big road teams. Lakers, there's people. There's a freaking whole hallways jam full of people waiting to talk to Chet Holmgren and et cetera. It was impressive to run like that. Well, you're 21-1, dude. That might do it.
And, you know, you're coming off a championship. You're on a roll. I'm sure everybody want to be down with Oklahoma City now. Like,
this is like when I covered the Lakers. Well, that's what it was like. Like, you just come out and there's just everybody right there. You got used to it. You don't see that normally.
I mean, it's a very light version of the Lakers, I imagine. Like,
yeah, but who else travels like that we see like that? Lakers. Warriors, yeah. Warriors on the road. And then,
like, Warriors at Crypto. Oh, who here?
Yeah. Lakers, and maybe
Giannis,
not every time.
Giannis had it.
He had like a video.
Yeah, it was like something happening. Yeah. That's probably usually what it is. It's like the video crew. Yeah. You know who actually does Portland, because the local, like, Portland ends up having a lot here.
Okay. Well, that's when Dame. You mean? Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not. You don't see that very often.
That was very clear.
Like, okay, Oklahoma City is
that
on
was
top.
Something. Yeah,
they're on top
something.
Now.
This team bring something, and that's good for them, and they're great, obviously.
So, 2-3 on a road trip. Is it 2-3 or 3-2? No, 2-3.
Homestand.
On the homestand, right?
Yeah.
2-3 on a
homestand. 2-3.
Not good enough, huh?
No, I mean, we knew that, but Steph getting hurt that's got to be fit in the equation. They had to win the Pelicans game, but if Jimmy's out, again, that's a whole. Now, here's the question. Now, we can talk another rotation thing, but it involves the Jimmy thing. Jimmy's out. Kuminga does not start the second half. Garrett Payne does. Jimmy's out. Kuminga does play a part in the big comeback in the third quarter and then does not play at all in the fourth quarter. Does this mean, if Jimmy's out, is Kuminga still playing 12 minutes a game, 14 minutes a game?
I just don't know how they can manage it. I think they started tonight and guys were rolling, so it was easy for him to stick to them. Like, just what happens if they're not rolling? Right, like,
Moody didn't play a ton either. Like, both of them with Jimmy out.
If Pat's rolling every night, all right. If GP2's, what was he, 6-for-9?
Yeah,
like, that's. I just don't know how real that is to expect that normally. So, yeah, I mean, Paz wasn't bad, 6-for-11. Yeah, Pat was 8-for-14.
Yeah,
they 5-for-9 for GP2, like. I mean, guys were rolling, especially in the second half. So it's almost like, if they are rolling, I don't think you have a problem sitting Jonathan Kuminga. But
I'll just say, if he does continue not to play a ton, that's going to be discussed, and I'll get in trouble for discussing it, and people get all mad at me, and I'll get tweets. But it will be discussed. I'm just saying it will be. I think his agent already tweeted something. So,
Hitty tonight.
Yes.
Well, that should calm things down a little bit, right?
It's the same thing now. At some point, so, you know, what are you going to do? Like, he's going to get mad every time JK doesn't play 30. Okay. I'm sure JK's not happy about it. It's being a competitor. It's part of life at this point. This is where they are. This is what we talked about all offseason, right? Like, they're going to have to deal with this, and Steve's going to have to answer it, and he didn't really have to answer it today because it got so out of, you know, you had that scrambling bunch in there. You can stick with it. But the agent's going to do something. It just... just me talking about it means I'm going to get 17 tweets from people. But it's something. You know, Jimmy Butler does not play in the second half, and Jonathan Kuminga does not play in the fourth quarter. That's right. He replaces Jimmy. That's supposed to be the sub, and that did not happen because GP2 got those minutes, and GP2 was great.
Yeah, Will Richard played 25 minutes.
He was good.
And Kuminga came off the bench for 16 minutes. Quentin Post played more. The only person who didn't play more than Kuminga was Moody. So
that's it. And then and we've said they've been the either or. Now they were the neither. Either or, no, neither.
I don't know. I think he might start next. If Jimmy's out.
I mean, you know what? I think it would be a diplomatic move by Kerr. I don't know that he's going to do it, but you need a scoring, right? Scoring is the thing, but he might want GP2 to go guard people, right? That he might want that. So,
I mean, look at who Philly's starting, right? Maxey, VJ, Edgecombe, Oubre, you know, Quentin Grimes. He's not starting that much. That Dominique Barlow, I think, is starting. Yep. Like Drummond, Embiid, Oh, Paul George is back.
Yeah,
I mean, you're gonna need length. You're gonna need wings. Like,
you're also gonna need someone to guard Edgecombe and Maxey, though. And is that gonna be Kuminga? I mean, we'll see. It is going to be a lot of roster stuff coming. There just is, because Melton's gonna take some minutes. And
Melton back in Philly, is he gonna play?
Yeah, probably should. Is he go guard Maxey? That's your you come back.
Welcome back to the league, sir.
ACL, go guard guys. He'll score 40 on you. Going to be a lot of different things. We'll talk about it later as this goes on. I don't want to load it up, but there are things. There are absolutely things leading up to January 15th. That's all I'll say.
Yeah, there's this. I mean, just the amalgamation of just like this is pointing to. I don't know who it's going to be, but somebody's got to go. You got to move some bodies around. Yeah. Right?
With that Pat Spencer thing, I'm thinking it's going to be 2-for-1 just to open up a spot for a guy that
you think is just, though?
Well, no, I mean, listen, they did 4-for-1 last time, so who the hell knows what they'll need you could do. But they've got some roster things. And listen, if somebody gets hurt for a long time, then it solves it. And sometimes that's just naturally what happens. But, There are a lot of guys competing for a lot of the same minutes. And when Steph is healthy and Jimmy is healthy, now maybe they all won't be healthy at the same time. I don't know how they're going to do it. I mean, it's just going to be a crush, specifically Melton, because the Melton, Pajemski, Hield, you know, those minutes.
Pat.
Those minutes are, there's not a ton of, those are not endless amount of minutes. Those are very much like 28 to 36 minutes, and that's like four guys. We'll see how they split up. And you put Seth in there. You could put, Moody in there. Like, very interesting. Very interesting dynamics about to happen.
Yeah, and on top of that, they'll very likely have a losing record.
So 11-14.
There will be some.
They're going to win one of these. What are the three games on the road?
They get Philly to start, and then at Cleveland, and then at Chicago.
No back to backs.
The Cleveland Chicago is back to back. Then they get. Is it 5 days off before Minnesota?
Yeah. So Friday. It might be 11-14. Might be 0-3 road trip.
It's a tough road trip.
Might be 0-3. Even if Steph and Jimmy were playing, probably wouldn't win one of them. But if they're both out, 0-3.
Philly's the one to get, but they're out. But they're going to be shorthanded.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Cleveland is just tough for them. Like, it's just a tough matchup for them.
Evan Mobley and Jared Allen and all that.
Chicago's vulnerable, but it's on the back-to-back. Like, you know, they're a 9-11 team. Matter of fact, this Chicago thing might be a couple of your answers over there. A couple of your answers are over there. I was watching them, and it's like, oh, man. Kevin Herter.
They'll give you Patrick Williams.
It's rough over there for Kevin Herter. Shoot 30% from three. You're like, ooh, Kevin.
Warriors like him.
Man. They like picking on him when he's with the Kings. They like to match up. But Kobe White has only played, you know, five games. I take Ayo Dosunmu. He's a good athlete, quick guy. Would you take Patrick Williams?
With that contract?
Yeah, it's like...
No.
He's one of those guys where he's not good, but he could seduce you with his athleticism. Yeah.
Hit a three once in a while, although he's like 28% or something.
Yeah, it's just like...
Yeah, I would not... That much.
Would you take him if it means you get somebody like a Kobe White?
No. I wouldn't want that.
He's 38.6%, Patrick.
Oh, really? I wouldn't want that number.
Here's who'd be interested. I don't know if they'd give him up, but Jalen Smith has turned into a pretty good...
Yeah, I've always liked him.
Seems like nobody else does. This is like his fourth team, right?
But he gets money. Like, he gets paid, and then he doesn't play. There's something going on. Like, there must be something weird with him, because a big who can shoot threes... Doesn't play. And then signs for $9 million a year. And then, like.
And plays a little bit bigger, too, than you would think. He's like 6'8, but he's got, like, good length.
I've always liked him.
See, what is this? His third. Yeah, this is his Phoenix, Indiana. This is his third team. Yep. Yeah, so. Interesting. I'm with you. Like, something's up with him, even though every time I watch him, I'm like.
Yeah, every time you do that, it turns out the guy is not good. Every time. But I do kind of like him. Like I say that about Schroeder, right? Every time I look at him, he's like doing stuff, and next team.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm watching the Chicago game. I like watching Chicago play, so that's a team I'm looking into. All right, so you're thinking 11-14 coming back.
Yeah,
I'm giving them one. I'm going 12-13.
Okay, 12-13 would actually be a positive.
12-13 coming back home for the road trip and getting. And on 5 days rest, right?
And get Steph back, probably. Assume you're going to have Jimmy back by then. You have Melton with a couple of games underneath his belt. And then, you know, if you're the Warriors, you say, this is who we are now. And off they go. And you know what? 11-14 with the West, the middle of the West is not so good anymore. Like, we thought it was going to be super powerful. 11-14 might be 9 seed. And that's acceptable if you go, okay, and then you're going to kick ass the rest of the way. You get to 48. 48 is going to be like the sixth seed. It's not like 50 anymore, right? That used like last year was like 50.
Yeah.
And that is not the case, I don't think. You know, with some of these teams, they're just, unless Phoenix is just going to be great all year, maybe they are, but, or Memphis is going to come back, but like Minnesota's not look good. you know, obviously Dallas has fallen completely out. Clippers have fallen completely out. Those are teams that we were expecting to be right there with the Warriors, and they're not. So,
yeah, 11-14
11-14 would not be the worst. It's not good, but given their injury situation, given, you know, when's Horford coming back, right? I mean, all these things, 11-14, and if they get these guys coming back, I think it would be okay. And then they got to start going from there. They really got to start going from there. Or else, you know, we're going to hear, oh, it was all good, you know, but we just had to play too hard down the stretch. We got all tired. We went to the playoffs and we're tired.
Like, we would have beat if
it was just
we would have beat them.
It was 2 months playoffs. Like, they got to do it right starting at 11-14.
Well, they need to get somebody. They need to make a move to get somebody.
Trey Murphy,
Kobe White. Those have been my two names forever. Get them, Mike Dunleavy. Just listen to me.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I mean, at this point,
what are you getting, AJ DeBanta? Like,
yeah. I mean, you're thinking it's going to be a 20 pick again, like it was last year. And you really could use a player. God, you could use a player. And the 20th pick might not be that player, right? So move it for someone you know is the player.
You know,
they just would hate to go Kuminga plus a first round. Like, Joe would hate to do that.
You're playing them 16 minutes with Jimmy and Steph out. Like, at some point, it's like, what are we doing here? Like,
Joe would dispute that. Cut they the should rope. Have done that, probably.
But. Yeah, but it's just what's happening. It's what it is, right? It's where Steve is. This is what we all knew. You would have thought this would be the times he would be there going, playing 30 minutes, getting, you know. And when the issue would be when everybody's healthy, how do you get him in? But if he's not playing in this situation, like, they just are going to keep doing this dance, right? Like,
I agree.
All right. Do us a favor. Give us a 5-star rating. Like and subscribe. Share us on social media. And please, 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 please flood Tim Kawakami whenever he says something about Jonathan Kuminga. Just make him go crazy.
Tell everybody. Go ahead and do it. It's just so good when that happens.
Yeah, it's wonderful that we can talk about it on Warriors Plus Minus. But thank you for listening. We will hit you up again perhaps some point soon for the triumphant return of the great, the Warriors legend, the future Ring of Honor, D'Anthony Melton.
Retired jersey after the three-game road trip.
He played 9 games with the Warriors.
Greatest 9-game career ever.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
The world moves fast. Your workday, even faster. Pitching products, drafting reports, analyzing data. Microsoft 365 Copilot is your AI assistant for work. Built into Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and other Microsoft 365 apps you use. Helping you quickly write, analyze, create, and summarize. So you can cut through clutter and clear a path to your best work. Learn more at Microsoft.com/M365Copilot.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.